Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Well, I love this top of the hour news story that I'm covering today, because with this campaign starting to really heat up and we're watching, I watched the debates and I found them absolutely fascinating. I was riveted to the TV during it. Well, you know that as a fitness expert, I'm always interested in that health aspect of things and the fitness aspect of things. And in this story today, the candidates' diet fitness routines are put to the test on the campaign trail. This by CBS News. So they're talking about all of the different things. Scott Walker is using a Fitbit. I don't dig Scott Walker that much, but let him use his Fitbit. I'd like to know, because these guys are stumping and they're all over the place. And I wouldn't be surprised if he's hitting 30, 40,000 steps a day. Jeb Bush is swearing by the paleo diet. We just did a show on the paleo diet yesterday here on Melanie Cole's Health Radio Show. Bobby Jindal is a gym rat. There's so many. And plus, these guys are eating corn on the cob and cherry pie, and they're baking things and they're flipping burgers and hot dogs at the state fairs. So they are really hitting the trail, eating really bad food to seem like a regular guy and to fit in with all the regular people. So I find this a very interesting story. Florida Senator Marco Rubio says he does an early morning workout in his hotel gyms. Senator Ted Cruz wears a Fitbit as well and likes to take phone calls while walking. And you know that I love to work out on my treadmill and do business at the same time. I only will watch TV on my treadmill, and I talk on the phone to my friends and to even, yes, business clients while I am on the treadmill. I love that. Carly Fiorina works out on the elliptical, so she's got it going on, really. The elliptical is an excellent piece of equipment and awesome for her. Rick Santorum says he does at least 50 push-ups a day. That's killing me. That's awesome to see. And Rick Perry, who had back surgery in 2011, which really can take you down hard, said that last year he has a workout routine that focuses on core strength. So I bet he's doing, you know, planks. I'm sure he's doing, and it says he does a lot of pull-ups, push-ups, planks, crunches, and rides a stationary bike. So they're looking at their diets. We know that these guys need health and stamina. We also know that, I think it was Joe Biden was riding his bicycle and he fell and broke something. So I think that, like a professional sports player, they probably have to be very careful if they're going to do fitnessy things on the road so that they don't get injured, because it can affect everything else that they do. Hillary Rodham Clinton, it says that she tries to avoid pizza, that she works out regularly and does yoga from time to time. I would imagine she would have to do yoga to keep a straight head with all of the rigors of campaigning. And, you know, I'm sure all of them are such busy people that I cannot even imagine that their schedules are not crazy. And when do you find time to exercise? And here's a message for all of us. If these busy guys, while they're stumping, and gals, are busy stumping and eating and giving speeches, they can find time to exercise. Now, Chris Christie had bariatric surgery, so he hasn't revealed how much weight he's lost, but he has slimmed down. We don't know if he exercises, but the fact is that these are interesting stories. If they have time to exercise, we certainly do. So that's what we're talking about here, and that was kind of a fun one I wanted to share with you today. That's what we're doing at the top of the hour, health news. We're getting into the meat of these things, or the vegetarian of them, and talking about them. Stay tuned. We have a great show coming up. Oh, we got a great he said, she said.